Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Ann Chasser, Commissioner for Trademarks at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, which is a bureau of the Department of Commerce. And joining us in our conversation is Steve Watson, another PwC partner. Well, Ann, your position as Commissioner for Trademarks used to be a political appointment. However, you were hired on contract. Could you tell us the impact of your ability to manage and the way you approach this position?
Yeah, that's right. As a matter of fact, with the implementation of the American Inventor Protection Act, my position as Commissioner of Trademarks changed from a presidential Senate-confirmed position to a five-year term position where I actually have an employment contract with the Secretary of Commerce. How are things different? Not much different at all, because when I came in as a presidential appointee, I came in with a very clear idea of my job was to get the job done. And as a five-year term employee, I still have that same perspective. It's to get the job done.
How will TEAS and other e-government programs change the way citizens interact with PTO?
Doing business electronically is very different than doing business in a paper-based process. And I invite all of our listeners to visit us at the our website, which is www.uspto.gov. And our website is really the portal to our customers' interaction with the United States Patent and Trademark Office. For example, our customers can check the status of their pending trademark application. They can search through the website on, and I'm not going to give the acronyms because it's too confusing, can search for marks that are used in commerce through our website. Every week, the trademark operation and the patent operation as well publishes an official gazette, and the official gazette, trademark official gazette, is a publication which lists all marks that are subject to registration as a trademark, and it provides an opportunity or public notice for those that believe that the mark may be confusingly similar with the trademark owned by an individual, can challenge that potential registration. That's called the Official Gazette. You can check that every Tuesday on the web in PDF format, which is searchable, text searchable. You can find your trademark registration certificate through the web and print it off of the web. You can get information on how to file a trademark application. You can it's a whole host of information, a clearinghouse of information through our website. And we believe that working through the website really will enhance your experience of working with the Patent and Trademark Office. So we're very pleased with, again, the USPTO website. It's an award-winning website recognized by Yahoo Magazine as one of the best government websites available.
Throughout our conversation this morning, you've described a highly skilled and highly educated workforce. What are the challenges of managing these types of employees?
Well, it's actually a joy to work with such a smart, energetic group of professionals. As I mentioned, we have about 400 examining attorneys. Attorneys that work in the trademark side of the house. We have paralegals. Our technical support staff is highly trained. It's really a joy because you have individuals that see the importance of the work that we're doing in the Patent and Trademark Office and do what it needs to take to get the job done.
We hear a lot about the coming government retirement wave and the expected impact on federal agencies. What kind of challenges will this present to PTO?
Well, I think like all government agencies, there's a 56% of the senior management will be gone within 5 years. So I think it's very important for leaders of any organization to be identifying and working with future leaders of the organization, because that is the future. And so I personally try to identify those that have the spark and the passion, and you can just sense when someone is going to go places, and to sort of work and mentor and, you know, provide opportunities provide opportunities to succeed as well as to fail, because I think you'll learn a lot through the failure as well.
Do you have formal leadership development programs?
Well, actually, we instituted a program just 2 years ago where we're working very closely with the Council on Excellence in Government, where we've identified 5 fellows in the trademark operation last year and this year. And I see them sort of as the sparks of energy throughout the organization. We've selected individuals from not only the examining core, but from management and from technical support as well. And so I sort of see them as sparks throughout the agency, and we're going to start building circles and circles, and pretty soon we'll all be speaking the same language of where it is we're going and transforming the way we do business.
Why are they sparks? What is it? What are the characteristics that leads them?
Well, I think oftentimes when you step away from your workaday world and you're involved with other organizations and other groups, and you learn what's happening in other areas in the federal government, and you take time to study leadership and what it takes to be a leader, and you step back and learn about yourself. Often these programs involve self-evaluation, for example, Myers-Briggs, and how you put together teams and how it's important to have individuals with differing points of view and differing perspectives only makes a stronger team. You know, all those kinds of skills, I think, eventually as people are recognizing this and, you know, building and we're speaking the same language, I think it's going to have a huge effect. At least I'm banking on that right now. We'll see what happens.
Earlier in the hour, you were describing your career, and you mentioned you were a customer of PTOs for many years. Now you're its commissioner. How have your perceptions of the organization and mission changed going from customer to commissioner?
Well, you know, I think it actually helps me when we're making decisions, because I think that actually gives me some credibility within the trademark organization, because I can't speak as a customer and how this customer would view it. So I see it as a real advantage.
Throughout our conversation this morning, you've described the tremendous technological and organizational changes that have taken place at PTO. What's your vision for the next 10 years? How might it change?
Well, I think our workplace will be very different. I mean, when you look at how much it has changed in the last 10 years. 10 years ago, examiners, I wasn't there then, but people talk about standing around a bullpen, which was the one sort of search engine to try to get information. I mean, and now, you know, we have literally have examiners working all over the country. Eventually, we'll probably have examiners that might be working on their boat in Key West. And so I think the whole issue of bricks and mortar will be very different in the future for us as we move into an electronic-based process.
How are those changes that we might imagine going to affect the people who manage or lead the organization? Normally, we talk about increasing skills. We talk about the skills that the staff have, and we build those and train them. But it seems like the way organizations like what you're describing be managed and even led might be different, too. What are your thoughts
on that?
Oh,
I think so, too. I think I have to keep going back to my sports day at a Big Ten university, and it really is all about coaching and teamwork, and I think it'll be very different because decisions will be made very differently. I mean, much less hierarchical and more on frontline decision making, which I think will happen.
And where will the leaders of the futures and the manager of the futures learn those skills by being in those teams, or how will they?
I think by providing as many and as varied opportunities as you can. And, you know, we often talk about getting people outside their comfort zone and putting them in positions where they don't feel comfortable, which is hard. And, you know, you're asking people to do things that they don't feel comfortable doing. But I think that's where you learn the most, to sort of be in an uncomfortable position or situation because you find skills that you didn't think you had.
Interesting. Well, Ann, I'm afraid we're out of time. Steve and I want to thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure. I've really enjoyed this time together.
Did you want to mention the website one more time?
Oh, yes. Thank you for that opportunity. www.com. USPTO.gov. Come see us there.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Ann Chasser, Commissioner for Trademarks at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, which is a bureau of the Department of Commerce. Be sure and visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. There you can learn more about our programs and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness, and you can also get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. Again, that's endowment.pwcglobal.com. This is Paul Lawrence. See you next week.
Every day, government organizations use the internet more and more to provide services to citizens. From information dissemination and learning cutting-edge experimentation, the internet is fast becoming an extraordinary tool for government agencies. A recent report by Columbia University professors Stephen Cohen and Willem Emeke, entitled The Use of Internet in Government Service Delivery, is the eighth in a series about the future of e-government published by the PricewaterhouseCoopers Endowment for the Business of Government. The report presents selected state, local, and federal government websites and an analysis of the cost and benefits of switching to web-based service delivery. Their results have significant implications for government organizations throughout the country in terms of planning, piloting, and evaluating web-based government services. For free copies of this report, visit our website at endowment.pwcglobal.com. We'll continue to discuss this and other current government management topics on the Business of Government Hour with host Paul Lawrence, Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on WJFK 106.7 FM.